This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're all excited this morning because it's Tuesday. Yay! Because Michael Franti's coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Longtime friend of the show and has so much going on with the newborn baby
and
a new movie. And I think there's a... Is there a record coming?
Yes, there is.
There is.
Oh, soon, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out everything we need to know today. And he's going to perform for us. So he's coming on at about 8 o'clock if you're a Michael Franti fan and you want to hear what he's been doing and his thoughts on a new baby.
I follow him on Instagram, and I don't know if it's happened yet, but he was saying, I'm about to have to take my first trip away from Taj, the baby. So I was like, oh, man. And so not only is he going to miss Taj, but also mom's going to miss dad.
Yeah.
Mom needs help.
Yeah.
Moms always need help. That's a tough one.
It's a big job.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we'll be talking to him at about 8 o'clock. He's going to roll in here and talk about his new movie that he has and where you can see it, and then he's going to perform for us, and it's going to be...
Oh, he's performing today, too?
Yeah, he'll do a little song.
He's going to do something.
Oh! Fantastic.
Can't wait to hear it. All right, let's get some people some money. Danger. Danger. D-A-N-G-E-R. Danger. Danger is this hour's code word. Text DANGER to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Text DANGER. Thank you. To 72881. Quickly, I wanted to mention that if you had tickets for tonight's show of Childish Gambino in San Jose at the SAP Center and you haven't heard yet, that show's been rescheduled. There's something going on with his foot. He's canceled a bunch of dates, and the show is rescheduled for December 12th at the SAP Center. So if you have tickets for tonight's show, hold on to them, and hopefully you can make the 12th work for you.
I saw some online reactions to the cancellation, and they vary from Dave Grohl did a show with a broken leg to we want to see him
in top form.
Do his thing.
He dances. He runs around.
We don't want to see him sitting in a chair. That's what's why.
Right.
So mixed reactions. But I actually agree. It should be up to the artist.
Yeah.
If they want to, you know, do what they do, then they should reschedule.
Yeah. And that's what he's chosen to do. So December 12th, he's rescheduled tonight's show for the SAP Center. Hopefully that'll work. The show that he canceled last Thursday in Oakland has been rescheduled for December 11th. So, you know, you probably already noticed that show didn't happen. I don't know if you showed up at Oracle or not, but if you're wondering, December 11th, that'll happen. Set this over here where it won't get thrown away. All right. Let's do Kim and Kanye. First of all, he's got to be just a delight to live with. He seems super easy and low maintenance. I guess there's an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that's... I don't know when the new episodes air on this.
I think, like, maybe Sunday nights.
Okay. So there's a little teaser that's being shown around for this week's episode. Does it need a setup, or should we jump right into it? Okay. That is a...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Chloe. I get them mixed up.
Chloe. No wonder Chloe. I didn't recognize her voice. Just if it's going to make him feel more loved.
It's always surprising to me what big babies grown men can be.
Yeah.
And actually...
You've done this story where, like, men's colds are worse than women's colds, or so they think.
Well, I grew up with a Marine father who would actually get a cold, and you can't believe the whining coming out of that guy. Mm. And my mom running around doing Like, dude.
With the same cold. She has
what
the
is
same
your
cold
deal,
he
man?
Has.
Right.
Good God.
Right.
You're a grown up. Okay. Well, yeah. Whatever. You know.
I don't like this Band-Aid. I'm going to leave me. I'm gonna leave the house wearing a Jesus Band-Aid.
Who even knew they made Jesus Band-Aids?
I know.
I had no idea. Jeez. Christian Band-Aid store. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hooman probably knew.
Oh, Hooman, did
no,
you know
I
about
didn't.
The Jesus
Band-Aid? I'm
actually
going to look it up.
Sure.
Right now.
Let's get you some Jesus Band-Aids.
No, well, I don't.
Is that a way to call attention from God? Like, God, please heal this faster. Like, Jesus, you put Jesus on the wound, and it's.
I like
here's,
it.
Here's an example of one.
Oh, let's see a Jesus Band-Aid. Oh, boy. That is all different images. Of he's wearing different outfits.
I wonder who's getting proceeds from that.
They're going to be calling up Kim right now, right?
The church, maybe? I don't know who gets the proceeds from that. It does seem wrong for some corporation to get the Jesus proceeds. Maybe they donate. Maybe it's like a charitable thing, Vinny.
Band-Aids are a thing for kids, though, man. They are into them.
Yeah. Didn't you get a little strawberry shortcake Band-Aid one time? You gave yourself a paper cut?
That's not a story I feel like telling after 7 o'clock hour, Sarah. But I do know that my kid currently is very into Band-Aids and loves to, wants a Band-Aid even when there's not an injury there.
Oh.
Wants, if you're hurt, she seems to need a Band-Aid now too.
Oh, we're having Band-Aids
it's a
together.
Thing. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. It is nice when something happens to you and you go to the place that you keep the Band-Aids because we all have that place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few different styles. And you find exactly the Band-Aid you need. It sucks
to... You mean shape-wise?
Shape-wise, right. Size-wise, uh-huh. You know, if it's on your finger, you want it to be a certain kind. It's going to be, you know, you can be able to wash your hands with the Band-Aid on, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a nice feeling to find the Band-Aid you need. And it sucks so bad when, like, one time I had to use, like, a corn Band-Aid, you know, those big sort of puffy corn Band-Aids? I'd use one of those on a finger because that was the only Band-Aid that was available other than giant ones like
you didn't send John
something.
To the drugstore.
I didn't. It was weird. We didn't have a fight over it, and I didn't make the housekeeper get me one.
I can't believe
that is a funny thing.
That well, it's just weird to say housekeeper in normal conversation as they're trying to sell this show to the average
she's
person.
She's all, why don't you ask the housekeeper for one? And he's all, you should get it for me. Yeah,
you'd do it for Saint.
You would do it for saying. So anyway, there's thing one in the Kanye
right.
list.
Here's a kid wearing adorable Jesus Band-Aid.
I know he's gone. The child has left
the
screen. Every time you turn that thing, the cords fall out of the back of it. We should duct tape the cords in.
There it is.
Oh. Oh, there he is. Well, he's got a cut on a certain finger. And I don't know that he knows he's flipping off the camera, but...
Hey, Hooman.
Yes.
Does Michael Franti have a live-in housekeeper?
As far as I know, he doesn't.
Oh.
No.
Someone who comes once a week and cleans? Or
I don't. I know they've got somebody who helps them keep things in order, but I don't. I know as far as I know, there's no one that lives there.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, that's weird to have someone actually living at your house. Mm. I would feel weird about that. I mean, I'd get used to it, of course. But
they'd be on a different wing.
Right, yes, if I had a wing for the help.
Well, and to refer to them as the housekeeper means that this is a rotating job. Like, that's not someone you're close to.
Right.
That you know.
Like, she didn't say, oh, tell Alice to go get you a Band-Aid,
right.
You know. I mean, Alice lived at the house. I wonder if Mrs. Brady felt weird about that. Like, oh, Jesus, every time I go to the kitchen, there's Alice.
She has six kids. She probably doesn't feel weird
she
about
probably
it. She's
is,
probably like, thank she, God for the help.
She got used to it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it looks like Kanye West, did he go to the TMZ studios yesterday?
He's sitting
this
with
wasn't
Harvey.
Like a Skype thing.
He's with Harvey, yeah.
Yeah, so he had promised that he was going to go. He was going to clarify his feelings about the 13th Amendment, and he was going to talk about why he
I don't
didn't.
Have that.
That's okay. He was going to talk about why his record didn't come out on Saturday like he promised he was going to. He had a few things he wanted to cover, and we found some nuggets as well. Should we just press play
just
on this,
and
we can stop it when we find...
There is a setup right here.
Okay. What? Oh.
Do you
so
pause?
He just specifically said, I'm off my medication.
Yeah, he's back in superhero mode.
Oh. By the way, he's wearing his MAGA hat, so that's a fixture on him now. Go on. He's a god. Is this in reference to the Perrier thing? Like, has he been getting some crap for wearing a Perrier outfit? Like, I can wear whatever I want?
No, I think it's reference to the Make America Great Again hat, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of things he gets crap for wearing.
I just feel like
sandals.
He thinks he's Jesus, you know?
Well, he's a god. He just said it. Let's hear. Does he say more about? Okay. Okay. All right.
So tiring.
He's just.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, dude, you're exhausting. Yeah. Can you imagine being married to that and just saying.
Get your own effing Band-Aid.
I cannot
Kanye.
Get in the car with you. Mm-hmm. I cannot be trapped in there. There's no way.
Do you think that she's. See, my thing is, I don't think Kim Kardashian's smart enough to get bored. Like, she just thinks he's amazing and like a, you know, a fount of.
Just a free spirit.
There must be something attractive there to her, like that she can put up with that. Because to
Look
me,
at his dancing, he's so good.
Yeah, we're looking at while that whole thing, that rant was going on, we were watching the appearance on SNL.
The SNL appearance, in my opinion, is cute. Like, that's funny and cute. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Having to listen to that rant he just did with
did you listen to the song he's doing there though? Oh,
it doesn't matter. Some music I don't like. I don't get it. I understand. You would not believe the stuff I listen to when no one's around.
But at least it's totally classified as music. Like that was just.
I don't even know. Some of the metal I listen to is just obnoxious, and yet for some reason I feel wonderful.
Yeah.
By it.
I guess, you know, I actually thought to myself as I was listening to his songs on SNL, like, I might actually prefer Drake to this. Like, I know. It doesn't mean you have to play Drake. But, oh, my God. I'm just saying that, like, those are at least songs. Like, they have a structure and there's a dude, you know, singing and
you know
like,
what?
Just weird.
Do me a favor. Whatever. When Michael gets in here, ask him about Kanye and
He's already here.
He's here.
Can we get Michael Martin to come in and tell us his feelings on Kanye?
Fronte.
Oh, Michael Fronte.
I mean, you can ask Michael Martin, too, but I was thinking about. Fronte. I'm curious what he...
Okay, let's just remember to ask that. I'll set this aside so I can try and remember to ask him. Like, what's going on? Like, do you have to be on a different plane? Like, do you have to be, like, a musical artist to really understand? Or are even, like, my artists are going, I don't know what he's doing. Like, I don't know Kanye. He's a god, no matter what he's wearing. Even those weird shoes he had on, where his feet were hanging out the end of them. Wear whatever he wants.
I don't know those.
Oh.
The slippers.
Oh, maybe Vinny wasn't. Mm. That was someone's wedding, where Kim wore like a lime green neon latex dress, and she looks amazing. And then here comes Kanye, and he's wearing like a suit. A suit with no shirt, right?
Yeah.
I have
and
it here
Japanese
it
slippers that are fully an inch too small for him.
It's a style.
Like, he's a god. Look at him. Look at his feet.
Yeah. Socks and slippers.
Yeah. To a wedding. Hopped out of the car and.
He was comfy.
Was he? Look how his feet are hanging off the end of the.
Well, you know what? I can argue you should wear your slippers a size smaller.
Oh, is that why? Yeah. Is that?
Just because depending on the over part.
The overhang?
No, the part that goes over the top it may be too loose if you wear, you know.
Those are clearly Velcro. He could adjust those.
I don't know. I'm just trying to say I could argue that if I had to.
His Yeezys are super comfortable. His clothing line is very successful.
Maybe he wore them in the limo and then forgot to change into his shoes.
No, sir. He's a trender. Like, he starts off these trends and
the fashion thing is hard to. People are into fashion. I dated a lady who was into fashion. And her opinion was she'd rather spend $2,000 on one sweater than have 10 pair of Levi's.
Oh. We just had some Yeezys come in the mail. Yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Anita
bought some Yeezys.
Oh, really?
Yeezys.
Yeah. Just for somebody else, for my nephew.
For how much were they?
I don't know. A few $100 at least. But, you know, they go up. Sometimes you buy them and they're worth even like double after you buy them. You can resell them for more.
Well, you're about to give them away. I mean, they're not going to be worth that to you. That's a
very
generous
gift. Well, not to us. She's just, you know, yeah, she just.
likes what she likes, I guess.
I guess so.
But, you know, we went to the pop-up store out here, what, three blocks mm-hmm. away?
And me, you, and Hooman.
Yeah, the line was around the block.
Oh, you went too?
Yeah, we went 2 years ago. Or
I have some audio of Sarah
no,
doing
there's,
like
there's no audio.
Nail on the street. She was, like, fully in it. I was so surprised.
Well, we were asking the people in the line, what the hell are you doing here, and how much are you willing to spend, and what, I mean, you know, I didn't know if they would have leather jogging pants there. No one else thought of leather jogging pants. And fighter jets.
Yeah, I just have
2 years
old. I have to
don't
sort
even,
through
yeah.
it, though. I just
don't bother.
Well, it's interesting to hear you on the street, like, talking.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? All right, Kyrie Irving, who, yeah. as far as I'm concerned, most famous for being a flat earther.
Well, now he's most famous because he plays for your team.
Yeah.
He's a Celtic.
I still, because I don't really follow basketball, to me, he's the flatter. I saw Kyrie Irving. I'm like, oh, God, what's he have to say? He's actually apologizing for saying that the earth is flat. He said he didn't realize the effect that it would have. If you go back and listen to him talking about it, you know, a few months ago when this all came up that he was, you know, he's not acting like it's a joke. He's not acting like it's a conspiracy theory. He's not acting like he's trying to put one over on anybody. He's acting like this is something he does truly believe. He's saying now that it was, I don't know, like, I guess an experiment to just see how people would react. He said he didn't realize the effect that his comments would have. He was asked to state once and for all which side he's on the debate over the Earth's shape. He said he was big into conspiracy theories in February of 2017 when he made his comments, and the attention he received made him realize the power of voice. He says, even if you believe in that, don't come out and say that stuff. That's for intimate conversations, because perception and how you're received, it changes. I'm actually a smart-ass individual. At the time, I didn't realize the effect. I was definitely at that time, I'm a big conspiracy theorist. You can't tell me anything. I'm sorry about all that. For all the science teachers, everybody coming up to me like, you know, I have to reteach my whole curriculum. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Good job.
Sure.
That's the way to handle that.
Sounds like he still kind of believes it. But, right.
Well, he can believe whatever he wants. Absolutely. That's, you know, freedom of choice is a beautiful thing.
But he's right. Have that in an intimate setting with, you know, not with the news media who are like, what? Come on. Lil Wayne's The Carter 5 is looking like an easy number one, surprise.
Good for him.
On the Billboard 200 chart. This is the one we'll see this coming Monday. Third largest streaming week ever for any release. So it looks like it's going to launch with about 450,000 album units.
That guy's tattoos are closing in on his nose. Mm. Like, if you look at him, they've gone up his neck. And around sort of down the forehead a little bit and around but they're closing in.
Yeah.
He's got some now on his cheeks and they're just,
well,
I guess he's just going to cover his whole face.
Well, eventually, right? I mean, you got to keep squeezing stuff in there.
Do you though?
I don't know, Vinny. I mean, I don't need to do any of it. But.
All right.
Anyway, Lil Wayne, The Carter 5, it's going to be the number one and we just have to wait to see by how much. At the AMAs, Panic at the Disco is going to perform Bohemian Rhapsody. It'll actually be introduced by Rami Malek, who is playing Freddie Mercury in the upcoming Bohemian Rhapsody movie. And the other guys who are playing band members. So that's something to look forward to. This is going to be their first performance at the AMAs. And they are currently nominated in the Favorite Artist / Alternative Rock category. And they air a week from today, October 9th, at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. John Legend, we mentioned this yesterday. I wanted to just reiterate, this Friday, tickets go on sale for John Legend's Christmas tour that he's doing. We have a date in Oakland at the Fox Theater, which is very exciting. If you love John Legend, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be great. He's doing a Christmas album that has, you know, 14 just total classics. So wanted to mention that again. Shaq has a new show, Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Big Chicken Shaq. It's also the name of his restaurant where you can go get some chicken.
Okay.
And he's doing a reality show. But I don't believe the place is open yet. So it's a, let's see. Starting on Facebook Watch this Saturday. The show documents the development and opening, so maybe it is opening, of his forthcoming Las Vegas restaurant chain. So basically it's one long commercial for a big chicken. But the show looks pretty nutty. Did you grab the trailer for me?
Yeah.
So here's a little big...
Hold up, I'm getting a commercial right now.
Okay.
Sorry about this.
That's all right.
Shaq's pretty entertaining dude.
He is. I all agree. Right. All right, so here we go. Shaquille O'Neal,
yep.
Big Chicken Shaq. Oh, some little lady just punched him in the stomach.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, he hurt himself. All right.
So it's just...
It's just him clowning
what
around.
What we just watched is about 200 edits of different little clips.
Right. So if you love Shaq and you love chicken and you don't have anything to do on Saturday, Facebook Watch. The big Chicken Shaq, S-H-A-Q.
It's probably going to go over huge.
Sure, it'll be great. And I just want to show you this picture. Ben Affleck is, I don't know, I mean, I guess he's not going to be Batman anymore, but it looks like he could be. Dude is jacked up. Like, I guess, you know, you get clean and you work out every single day. I mean, he looks like two men standing next to each other. Mm-hmm. His tiny little head with, like, it looks like he has NFL shoulder pads on. And check out the gun show over here.
Check out the shirt, Santa Cruz Flying Disc Classic.
I wondered if you'd notice that.
He's a Frisbee guy.
So it says 1978 on it. Is that something they still do down there in Santa Cruz?
I don't know anything about Frisbee. I don't play. I'm not into it. But I'll tell you, I am always weird. Like, this is probably some hipster shirt. Mm-hmm. He probably paid $400 for it. But I'm always surprised that someone would want to wear a shirt saying 1978 because it makes you think, dude, get some new shirts.
Oh.
Like, what's with you?
He wants to look like he has all his antique shirts, you know. They do make brand new shirts that have old dates, and they've roughed them up and have ripped the neck or whatever.
The other thing I notice about the photo, and I always do this, I just think that guys put too much crap in their pockets. Like, seriously, man, leave some of that in the car.
He actually looks like he has a ninja throwing star. His
wallet's
clearly in the front.
What are you carrying in your pockets that you absolutely need
to travel? It almost looks like he's walking backwards.
What is that?
Like, his butt's on backwards. Yeah, that's a lot. But, I mean, God, he's so buff. He could be
good
bad,
for him.
Man. I don't even think his face would chunkle it out of the bottom of the mask.
I felt for him. I was on paternity leave, when the photo surfaced of him being dragged to rehab. Yeah. And I just thought, oh, I know where that dude's coming from. Mm. I've been there. It's awful. He's helpless. Like, he has to have, that's the worst feeling in the world, is to be a grown man. And some people in your life
have to step in,
take you and bring you somewhere safe so you stop doing damage to yourself. It's awful.
Well, let's hope this time it sticks. I mean, he certainly looks very healthy here. Knocking wood. All right, Benny, what's coming up?
I'll update you on the Transbay Center and when that's likely to open. Brain-eating amoebas make the news.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Couple things. First thing, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you a million times. We love you. Yeah, we've got some good news. So thanks for listening. Thing two, directly to Michael Franti and Sarah, and I'm sure they're driving right now because they're stuck in traffic. Guys, don't stress. We'll wait. We will wait forever for you. I guess they're...
And it's raining outside. It's,
yeah. Please don't stress at all. Get here when you get here. Yeah. Just get here safe.
Yeah, we can do it at 8:30.
We can do it.
No worries.
And we can just go. You're Michael Franti. Don't worry. We got you, Michael. I guess they're stressed out and sitting in traffic and stuff.
Blame it on the rain.
We will wait for you. And right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Michael Franti's film, Stay Human. That's right, Michael Franti, musician, director, daddy.
Looking for a way to get myself to Saturday. Looking for a way to get myself to Saturday.
He did that song for us at
Bottle Rock.
Yeah, what was the name of that hotel we were all staying? We did a secret show and he was there and performed.
Like,
and that
the Verasa?
Yeah, and the
Westin Verasa?
Yeah.
The whole place, we were just screaming that at the top of our lungs. jumping up and down. He's a pretty fun guy. And he's got a movie called Stay Human. It's going to be at the 41st Annual Mill Valley Film Festival. It's showing Monday, October 8th at the Cine Arts Sequoia Theater. And then he's doing a performance at the Sweetwater right down the street later that night. So you get to see the movie and you get to go see him perform live. It's a benefit for the California Film Institute and the Do It for the Love Foundation. And if you'd like a pair of tickets, be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is the best of all time.
Oh, agreed.
And it's there for you. So make it your homepage. Click on it all the time. Watch this show live when we broadcast at 7:42 on a Tuesday morning.
Sure. Michael Franti will be sitting in that chair pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
That'll be fun.
Can't wait.
See him. Yeah.
That guy's gold, man. You'll not only enjoy his appearance here, but anytime you go to one of his shows or even looking on his Instagram, his vibe is
magic.
Yep.
You want to feel joy? Go see a Michael Franti show.
It's the real deal right there. Here's what's happening. The FBI is pressing ahead with its investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. You will hear new breaking stories as of late yesterday and early today about bar fights during his Yale days. I'm not sure what that has to do with anything, but it's there. Apparently, they left a UB40 concert, these Yale kids, and then went into a bar and got themselves into some fist fighting.
Yeah, to me, bottom line is his behavior on Thursdays when he was giving his testimony was abhorrent. That is not a person who's fit to sit on the highest court in the land. And believe me, they have a long list. Listen, conservatives, I don't know why you're so up in arms about this guy. You got a long list of people. Everything you want is going to happen. Can we not seat this dude? He's not worthy.
Well, we'll see. The vote was scheduled for the end of this week. We'll see if that continues to be right. The date as the week moves along. Fremont Street will stay closed for at least 10 more days. That's here in San Francisco due to the Trans Bay Transit Center mess. The crack they found on support beam and then a second crack continues to be an issue. So 10 more days of traffic tie-ups here in San Francisco, at the very least. They're not even saying how long it'll take specifically for them to get the Trans Bay Transit Center open again. They're saying 3 more weeks is likely, but no specifics.
That is just...
it's a bummer.
Disheartening.
It is, but you know, I mean, everyone acts like it's the end of the world. It's not. It's going to be okay. They'll get it working again. It's Fleet Week this week, too, so, you know, there will be more traffic this week than normal as we head towards the weekend, and specifically for the weekend.
Right.
That's when the events are really happening.
And don't be scared if you all of a sudden hear, you know, loud fighter jets this week, because they do practice.
Right.
Because I've been scared by that before.
Yeah.
Go, what's happening?
You know, we've mentioned the wave pool in Lemoore.
Lemoore,
I meant to say. Almaden, Los Gatos. Anyway, we've mentioned the wave pool that's there. They just had a big, you know, pro surf contest in a wave pool of all things. Mm. And now they're starting to pop up. And there's a new one in Waco, Texas, of all places.
Waco? Did Chip and Joanna build it?
No. But isn't that interesting? Waco making the news again.
I know. It's funny, before Chip and Joanna showed up in Waco, I just thought it was the David Koresh. I've just pictured desert and David Koresh.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I'm like, well, then Texas is pretty nice, that area, that Waco area.
Test results are expected later this week after a man who visited the landlocked surf resort in central Texas died from a rare brain-eating amoeba.
No!
Fabrizio Stabile, I'm not sure. He's a 29-year-old from New Jersey, and he died on September 21st. This is for real. He fell ill right after he'd been at this surf resort, which is, it's a pool.
Yeah.
It's essentially a pool. And they're saying that this amoeba that he died from, let me find it exactly.
Ye old brain-eating amoeba.
Naegleria fowleri is a rare brain infection. And people are usually infected when contaminated water enters the body through the nose.
Oh, God.
So the resort, for its purposes, has closed voluntarily while the testing is done. But this person died, possibly from having gone to this place where the water is fresh. But I don't know that it's chlorinated.
Well, they need to chlorinate it then. I mean, that seems like the next... If it isn't already... And even if it is chlorinated, more chlorine, please.
They got samples, but they also look at how the park actually operates, where the water's coming from, how the water's filtered, how the water's treated. This is what I was looking at it in Lemoore, is when you look at the overhead shot, there's this part where the waves happen, yep. And then there's a separate pool that's feeding of water that's right. feeding the... And it's the middle of a farmland... So I don't know how they're getting their water, but right. clearly that's going to be something they'll have to look into. The ocean's no cleaner. I mean, the ocean, just yesterday I was in the ocean and there was a smell to it. And I was thinking, what's going on here today?
What a bummer.
Thumbs up. But that's just the ocean is, you know, constantly.
Sure. Well, things live and die and poop and everything else in there.
A dumping. Anyway, the guy died, and they're looking into whether or not it was his time at this surf resort in Waco, Texas.
Well, it's amazing we don't hear more about that, because even if it's just, I mean, I have to assume that Texas is filled with water parks. It's hot there.
Mm.
Any place that's, you know, got a long, hot summer is going to have a couple water parks around. You always hear those are people soup, you know. Ugh. But I haven't heard about this brain-eating amoeba, so that's an exciting new development.
Yuck.
I hope I never hear about it again.
Okay. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact.
Scientists have figured out that if the Kool-Aid Man was real, he would have the force to break through a brick wall.
Oh.
They add, though, that most of the Kool-Aid would splash out in the process, which doesn't happen in the commercials.
And he doesn't have some kind of lid on. I was thinking that the brick would break the glass. I mean, if he was a big pitcher of Kool-Aid, like, wouldn't the, you know, wouldn't you just explode on the wall?
I don't know.
It's a weird fast fact. Raises a lot of questions.
Yeah. Mm. Chris Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick.
Of the Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
Yes.
Help found NSYNC. NSYNC.
Sorry, one of the boy bands. Thank you.
But actually... He helped found NSYNC after he auditioned for the Backstreet Boys and got rejected.
Oh, funny.
Screw
you.
Popular,
I'll do my own thing then.
Well, ultimately, I think NSYNC was a bigger band, but
at the time, they were like head to head. Yeah. But, you know, Justin Timberlake really just.
Yeah.
He excelled,
and he really pushed them up over
looking
the top.
Back, it's kind of clear who. But in the time, it was like a whole battle. Like,
yeah.
You know, people would break up over that stuff. You know, back
Brian Luttrell's way cuter than Justin Timberlake.
I listen to both bands.
You mean couples would break up?
Yeah, couples.
Do you know a couple that actually broke up, or are you just being
Well,
funny?
They'd at least argue over it. And and groups of friends would always just, it was a big debate. It was stupid.
Well,
but, you know,
there's
the
a way
boyfriend
to it.
Would actually have a favorite of the two and enough
this
of a favorite to argue.
This is what we're listening to. This is totally what we're listening to. Like, this was our music. This is your, like, you know, journey or, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
AC/DC.
So, which of them had the biggest hit?
In that time, it was hard to say who had the bigger hit.
It's not hard to say which one sold more copies of their whatever
well,
their biggest
hit was. I wasn't paying attention to that.
Well, you could look that up. I mean, it seems like
you know
something
the thing that I remember from this era
was bigger from album sales.
Pearl Jam had just dropped, or was it? I'm not sure which one did it first. Pearl Jam had just dropped Versus, mm-hmm. their second album,
yeah.
and it sold like a million, like it went platinum like immediately.
Right.
And then I think it was either NSYNC before or after had dropped, one of those two bands dropped an album right around then, and it actually outsold Pearl Jam.
But like, I think NSYNC has some kind of record for the biggest selling album of all, like first week sales.
It was right in that same like month or something. Right. I remember just thinking,
that's funny.
Oh my God, from other worlds.
Who sold the most records?
I'm still reading right now.
Oh boy. Right.
Well, you let us know when you come up with it.
There's an economist at the University of Oxford in England named Jan Emmanuel Deneve. And he says that studies show that we'd all be better workers if we had 3-day weekends.
Oh, great. I'm in. Everyone?
Yes.
I would. I'll tell you something. I'll work 20% harder. 25% harder even. I don't know what I can do to work, you know. Like, how can you... Working hard on the radio isn't the same as working hard at your job.
You'll get more done in 4 days than you do in five, he argues.
Well, we could do longer shifts, I guess.
If you can start spending that fifth day doing anything but working.
Mm. I feel like we owe it to the world to try it.
Sure.
Don't we all
Amen.
Of us? Come on, yes. Everyone. Let's take Mondays off from now on.
All right, I have
we'll
the
start
answer.
It next week.
Oh, right, finally.
Great. All right, what is this?
Do from? You have conclusive evidence which band was bigger, the Backstreet Boys or
NSYNC? This is an article called TheTilt.com. Backstreet Boys have the numbers to prove that they owned the late 90s. The group had a lot more longevity than NSYNC. And let's be real here, the Backstreet Boys are best-selling boys of all time. The group had over 165 million in record sales worldwide. NSYNC also made it to the top 10, ranking at number 7, but that's quite a distance from number 1.
Backstreet Boys it is.
All right.
Backstreet Boys win. Of course, I don't know how many records Justin Timberlake has sold on his own, but he's...
Yeah,
I
but that
feel
doesn't
pretty
count,
sure
right?
that he eclipsed. Yeah. Yes. So Backstreet Boys. Yeah, the Backstreet Boys are the Tell Me Why guys, right?
Yeah.
That is a great song.
Mm-hmm. The You Are My Fire one?
I don't... Yeah. Is that it? My one desire...
Yeah. I don't know anything about
I
these guys.
I want it that way. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why.
Check the Alice Instagram. There's a post for the A's as Alice supports
the A's. Oh,
is it on?
A's.
Not today. It's not.
What?
Tomorrow.
He needed a whole day to pimp it out,
no,
Vinny.
We
had to do another post. And we're going to do a Michael Fronte post.
A lot of
fantastic.
Lots.
Well, go A's as they head to New York to take on the Yankees. That game's tomorrow. Go A's.
Mm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I don't think Kim knew it would be possible she could marry a bigger diva than herself.
Right.
Oh, he's such a baby. Oh, he's a Band-Aid baby.
We went through that too, Vinny. Disney Princess Band-Aid, says 408.
Oh. You have to have the right Band-Aid.
Another 408 says, we have a rule in our house. No blood, no Band-Aid. Those kids use them like stickers.
Yeah.
I finally stopped buying the cute ones, and it curbs their love for them.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just buy boring ones.
Uh-huh.
Because stickers are a thing.
Yeah.
And man, kids just don't get it with stickers. You know, they stick them on things, and you're like, really? On my...
My car?
Thing, right, the thing I care about.
You want to hear something so stupid?
Yeah.
So I won't let my kid put stickers on the inside window of the car because
yeah,
I'm
no.
just not having it. And if there one ends up there, I pull it down right mm-hmm. away. I took her to get a new swimsuit at the beginning of summer. And you know that sticker? That
the crotch
line?
Sticker? Yeah.
She stuck that on the window of the car. And I didn't know this is like the crotch liner sticker.
Yeah.
Because it's partially transparent. It was there for I don't know how long before I realized I had the crotch sticker.
Does it say, you know, here for your safety?
Yes,
before?
Exactly right.
Oh, my oh, God. Funny. Did you see it or your girl saw
no,
it?
No, I saw it and was like, oh, my God, that's been there for a month.
Stickers. They're
stickers.
A thing.
That clip of Kanye is so sad. He's having a mental breakdown again, says 650.
Yeah,
I might agree. He says he's off his meds and it sounds like
he
that's not a good thing.
A God. Sometimes I might be wearing a robe. Like, what? What are you saying?
Hold on, because someone makes a... Here it is. 912. Kanye clip. Manic episode and a great clinical example of pressured speech and grandiose thought. Severe mental illness. Sad that those around him are not supporting treatment.
I know. I think because he's so famous, he really just gets, you know, he's just got yes people around him and... No one's ever going to tell him. I'm sure he'd just get rid of him if they said anything he didn't want to hear.
I think the thing that where you give someone a platform and they're sick, it makes you think that he's just being...
Right.
But he might have something wrong with him and no one around him will say, we got to pull you out again.
Right.
You know?
Well, he went crazy a year ago or however long ago that was.
Mm-hmm.
We might be looking at that again. All right.
Imagine him as your dad.
No.
Like, ugh. You need someone stable. Well, maybe he's moving to Chicago. You know, I mean, that's what he's been talking about.
Yeah, it's just, okay.
Get him away from those kids. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. Hopefully Michael Franti will be here. But don't worry, Michael, no rush. We'll wait for you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.